USA Radio News.
Police are preparing to keep you safe at this year's New Year's Eve celebration in New York City. And New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill tells NBC's Today Show this will be the first time that drones are used to help keep folks safe in New York City.
The drone just gives us perspective from a greater height. It's going to be tethered. It's not going to be flying over any crowds. And it's the first time we're using it. We have a responsibility to make sure that whatever technology is available, that we use that. We also have counter-drone technology.
The partial government shutdown continues, and President Trump took to Twitter saying that he campaigned on border security, and he said you can't have that without a strong and powerful wall. Indiana Republican Congressman Todd Rokita tells Fox News he believes the Democrats are playing politics with the president and border security.
The idea that a Democrat who loves to spend money every chance he gets now has a problem means this is just about politics.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Evangelist Franklin Graham accused Facebook of personally attacking him after the company banned him from the platform for 24 hours over a post that he put out back in 2016. The post that was flagged by Facebook dealt with the 2016 bathroom bill in North Carolina. A first-of-its-kind animal welfare law takes effect in California on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
How much is that dog in the window?
On New Year's Day, California will become the first state to ban the retail sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits, unless they come from a verified shelter or rescue group. The law was passed about a year ago in an effort to shut down the operation of so-called puppy mills, where animals are bred in less than humane conditions for profit. Under this new law, sellers in California could face $500 fines for each banned animal up for sale. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway has a warning for incoming House Majority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has more.
Nancy Pelosi needs to come back from Hawaii. Less hula, more moolah for the DHS, Customs and Border Patrol, funding our border security.
That's Kellyanne Conway, counselor to President Trump, who tells Fox News Sunday the president ready to deal with Democrats. Conway says it's time for Congress to get back to work.
They need to come to the table and do their job. A fully functioning democracy demands that both parties come together and that the Congress and the executive branch work together.
The CDC warns anyone with cancer now or had the disease in the past to get a flu shot. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
The flu vaccination is especially important for people with cancer or a history of cancer because they are at a high risk of developing serious flu complications. Those over the age of 65 have a weaker immune response, making them open to complications to the flu. Two vaccines that are designed to create a stronger immune response are available for those over 65 that offer four times the amount of antigen as a regular flu shot.
Folks are continuing to buy their Mega Millions tickets as Tuesday's jackpot is expected to reach $415 million with a cash payout of nearly $250 million. Please remember to check us out online at usaradio.com. Also, have a safe New Year's Eve. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.